whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 333. Today is Saturday, April 15, 2023, or Sunday 16th, if you're in Aussie land or any of that part of the world that is on the Sunday. Welcome, welcome. I am your host, Lita, and we are going a short show, yeah, something like that. Chat room is here. Let's have a look. We have got Chris, Fair, Zaya, Stir. We also have Tiber, Rod, Zep is there somewhere as well. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Not sure who else might be hiding in the wings, but say hi, guys. Welcome. Thank you for giving some time to be with me today. We're not going to be having a long show at all. A couple reasons for that. I've not been well this week, and pretty much that's the biggest reason. So, I had a virus for 4 days. It's not good. So apologies on things being a little bit slow, but anyway, we're up and running at the moment. So we'll cover the things that we need to cover today, and then I'll let you all go on your day, night, and we can go from there. So I'm not going to talk about what I've done in game, because as I said, it's mostly been sick and not. Did I jump on any challenges this week? Noble Garden, I don't think so. I think I was going to and didn't get much, a lot of wild time, so I don't think I had any love for any of the girls this week, but you know, it gets like that sometimes, especially when you're not well. All right, well, we have got a bit of news to get through, so let's talk about the news. Where are we?
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alright, so first up, somebody dinged earlier today. Stir. Congratulations. Monkster became our 13th Dragonflight Ironman Challenge champion. Well done. Where's my little Crackster Lucky 13? That's what I'm going with. Stir, how many's that? I was going to say, how many max levels that so far? Not double digits? I can't remember. But anyway, we will... he's already sent me his write-up, so thank you. Four? Total max levels? No, surely not. Surely not. There's going to be more than that. Nah. Anyway, so I'll get Stir's write-up done after I've got the show stuff sorted today. We'll get that done, and then you can have a read of what Stir's been doing. Two rogues, a druid, a monk, and a working five. There we go. Okay, six. All right. You're on your way, definitely, to double digits and a passy. Seven max levels. Nice. Well done. Again, that's awesome. So, yes, so 13 irons already. What's that? What are we, two, how many weeks into Dragonflight? months. A few. But yeah, you guys are leveling so well. That's 13 already on iron alone, which is, you know, amazing. So congratulations. All right. As you guys know, we have had some website issues this week. Boy, did we have some website issues this week. The website is back up. It is running. The code wardens are still fine-tuning some stuff, so still bear with us with that. However, it is there, which is really good. So there was, I'm going to say it was it after the show last week, there was some, I went to, after I'd done most of the show's prep, and then I went to jump in game, and there were some DDoS attacks on Blizzard, and the game was running a bit slow, but I was able to play a little bit, but there was quite a bit of information about, you know, there was issues with the DDoS attacks on the servers and various things. So apparently, Blizzard then decided to ban a whole heap of websites, a whole heap of like server hostings and all sorts of stuff. And our code wardens, again, Zaya and Rudd, thank you guys. Like, I think they really went through their paces this week. So they've done awesomely, but worked out that they are amazing, Chris. Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Worked out that, so Blizzard had basically banned our hosting, which is through OVH, and therefore had blacklisted and banned the website. Now, not only us, obviously, think there are many websites that this would have happened to. But yeah, so once that was worked out, we were able to get that sorted out. So as I said, they're still working on some things for the website, but the main thing is it is back up there. We have got a state of the challenges today, which is fantastic. It didn't look balked. Last week's was very what's the word? Was very messy last week, hence why we didn't have it, because there was the issues. So again, huge thank you, Rudd and Zaya, for all the amazing digging and resorting things out, recoding bits and pieces. Like, they're constantly looking at the websites and the codes and, you know, tinkering, fine-tuning stuff. So again, thank you guys. Let me give you massive hearts, because it was very, very scary there. We didn't know what was going on or why. So thank you guys very much for that. Now, on that note, so one of the things that I realized what we didn't have was some sort of backup for people to access. Obviously, there is, you know, we do have the forums and that, and perhaps this is something that maybe we can have on the forums. My brain's been a little bit not there with being unwell, so apologies if I'm throwing this at the forum guys right now, but perhaps this is something that maybe we should have all the challenge rules over on the forums, like just properly documented on there. Whether it's, I haven't been over there on the forums for a week or so I'm not sure, but what I've done is I've added the rules into Discord. So Discord really has been our most primary way of functioning for people to come join the community, You know, to reach out. Quite often that's how we'll get together to be able to get everyone on the show and various things like that. So Discord has been a fantastic way for us to share information and to have the community be together. So what I've done is I've created like a category channel, which is called Challenge Rules FAQ and World Events Updates. Okay, so all you can do is you should be able to view now. I have put the world event is currently Noble Garden, so Noble Garden information has been up there. I've also put every challenge has its own channel, so if you want to access it, just pop in. All you have to do is expand, because obviously Discord only lets you have so much. You might need to refresh. Can't view anything in the rules channel. You should be able to, because I did double check all that. But I'll see. Anyway, it'll all be there. So just in case if anything happens to the website, we can have just an easy way for people when you're on Discord, that if you need to look up the rules, they're there. So if I've mucked up the settings, I'll check the settings, because again, technical stuff is fantastic. It says I can't view the history of messages. Okay. All right. Well, it's there. I'll sort that after. I don't know why it's being. I think the last time we're not allowed to see it. Okay. I'll check that after. But there, I've just made it. I don't want people posting in it. I just want the information to be there. So if people need to access the rules, they're there. And all you have to do is see to expand it out, because Discord only gives you a limited amount of words that you can put in there. Otherwise, then it becomes like a file, a text file. So it is there. Okay, so you do see Noble Garden. So I wonder why it didn't. All right, I'll check it out after the show. There's probably, maybe there wasn't something I switched over, but yes, they'll all be there. And I've not done the FAQ yet, but there will be also another one for the FAQ. So okay, well, this is the Noble Garden. So one out of nine, no, what is it, one out of eight. Excellent. Yeah, good one, Lena. Fantastic. That's okay. I'll sort that. I was trying to sort that while I was half sick, so it's probably I've probably missed like one thing that I have to switch it on. So again, apologies. I'll look at that after. But I figured that was a really good way just to have it on Discord for everyone should have access to view. And we'll just keep that up to date. You know, whenever there's rule changes that will happen to the website, we'll just update it into Discord as well. So again, so people have got easy access. And by keeping the world event ones, you know, we don't need to post everything from the website into Discord. But I figured the rule stuff and like the world events, just having that information there is an easy way that everyone can access it. And especially if we have any hiccups in the future, then it won't stop people from going, oh God, what do I do? You know, if I don't know what rule, you know, that I'm looking at, etc. So yeah, so that's what we're doing on that. The other thing is, yes, there is Noble Garden does end April 17th at 10 a.m. So you've still got a couple of days if you're doing Noble Garden. The blog post is up at the on the website, so go check that out. I'll put the link in chat as well. And as I said, there is in Discord as well, which apparently everyone can see. You just can't see the rules for the challenges. Yeah. Look, it wouldn't be me if something technical, if I didn't muck up on something technical. Excuse me too, sinuses have kicked in. It's all happening today. I think let's just have our coffee. Let's just sit here and have coffee. Anyway, so I think that's all the news. We spoke last week, you know, patch 10.1 is coming. It's in early May. And I know there's some world event stuff that is coming up, but we'll probably talk about that next week. I'm going to hazard a guess, because there's nothing immediate other than Noble Garden is finishing. Has anyone been doing very much Noble Garden, chat room? Anyone? I tell you, I don't. And this is just a change. I'm not happy with the change. Can you guess what the change is? I don't know why they've put this in. Maybe it's an add-on, but when you pick up an egg, it automatically opens now. And I'm like, yeah, but I didn't. So I don't know. Maybe it's not for you. That's Tomcat. Okay. I'm going to have to turn that off, because that really, really threw me off. And I was like, I don't like that. Okay, that's good, because I was freaking out. I was like, how dare they put that in the game? Like, why change something? You go. So, okay, that's Tomcat. That's good to know. Thank you, Chris. I will check the settings on that. It is good for certain things, but you know how sometimes when you're in the mood and you run around and you get extra eggs because you're like, I am not going to get back to maybe collecting the eggs tomorrow, but I want to quickly log in, do the daily, and then log out. So if you've got the chocolate eggs sitting in your bag, you know, click them. Done. That's what I used to do. So when it was like, what's going on? Why is it doing this? But I did get the new toy, so that was fantastic. It's a bit bizarre. I don't know. There's not been many people. There's not many people. I must admit, Sturses, but Slow Peeps were there. Peeps there when Noble launched on Wormarest is slow. Also finding it difficulty to start put out the fires. Always nowadays. Hardly anyone wants to do that. I want the Headless Horseman mount something up. There's not many. I think on the few days that I went, I ended up going to, I started off in Razor Hill, but I always, one of my most favorite places to run around on as a horde is actually to go to Mental Blank Torren starting Bloodhoof, yeah. That's one of my most favorite places. If I'm playing a horde turn, that's normally where I'll end up. I used to love Brill, but Brill can be such a pain in the neck because of, you know, if you've got to go reset it, etc. So now I just find that has been fantastic. I go, not many people are there. I've seen maybe one other person the whole time, and it's don't know if you guys find it, it's really frustrating if they are like 2 or 3 eggs in front of you. You're going the same. I normally go clockwise. There's certain areas that I go anti-clockwise, depending. One of the places for that was always Falcon Wing and Brill, and I'm going to say Dolinar. Hi, guys. My net, again, it's weird because Twitch is telling me my net's unstable. My computer's telling me it's fine. Discord's telling me it's fine. So, I don't know. Anyway, just quickly getting back to the eggs. And then we'll move on. Because obviously, it's going to be that kind of day. Yeah, Chris says D loves Azure Watch. That's a good one. What else did we have? Blood Elf starting place is nice too. There are still people that do run late night and in Dolinar. Fair says, yep. Tiber says, eggs are easier this year. More than one player can harvest them now. Huh. Well, that would explain some things. But still. It's, yeah, I haven't seen a lot of people out there at all. Which is, it's disappointing. I love world events. Anyway, Noble Garden. So just remember, a couple more days. All right, let's do the state of the challenges and we'll see if this internet decides to hold. Again, apologies. I hope you can hear me okay and I don't sound like a robot. Beep boop, beep boop, doot. Anyway, stay the challenges. Let's do this. Still says it's unstable. All right, we'll see how we go. Okay, irons. We've got 10 irons today. So at number 10, we've got Fear No Death at level 30. Number 9 is Hunters at level 44. 8 this week is Trio at level 56. 7 is Just Fox at level 60, but RIP. 6 this week is not Notengolech. Notengolech at level 60. Number 5 is Dank Iron at level 61. Number 4 is Farah Fella at level 62, RIP. I was going to say, that's not you, Fair, is it? That's got a different spelling. No. Okay. That might be, who else was doing the Farah? Can't remember. Annette? Winema? Winema back playing? Anyway, number 3 is Ferrarona at level 64, which that fairy, oh, Winema did fairy, okay, at level 64. Number 2 is Zaya Straza, Rudd, Winema is not playing anymore, oh, that's a shame, Rudd, that's interesting. Yeah. It's a shame. Zaya, level 68. RIP. What happened, Zaya? What happened? 68. Damn. Sorry to hear that. Let us know. I must have missed something on that one. So number one is Monkster at level 70. And again, congratulations to Stir, 13th Dragonflight Iron Man Challenge Champion with Monkster. Fantastic. Lucky 13, Stir. Lucky 13. Respawn in a cave doing world quest. Oh, Sire. Damn. That's a bummer. 68. Damn good effort. And I'm guessing you've probably already rolled another iron and are off and running. I'm guessing. All right, Bloods. Let's have a look at Bloods. We've got four this week. The fourth is Sanguis at level 14. Three is Sawyer at level 16. Two, Bloody Iron at level 20. And number one this week is Chaya at level 45. Stur says, thanks, Guild Coroner. Hates spooky cave deaths. Zai says, I'm concentrating on working and code at the moment. Absolutely. And you're doing a fantastic job. Thank you, Zai. Pacifist. All right, let's have a look. We've got 10 pacifists this week, guys. That's fantastic. All right, at number 10, we have got Leafey at level 11. 9 is Salil at level 13. 8 is Dashley at level 13. 7 this week is Peace Bay at level 14. 6 is Borday at level 31. 5 is Sink at level 44. 4 is Peace Bay, another Peace Bay, at level 60. Okay. Number 3 is Ferenice at level 63. Apologies if I've pronounced that one messy. Number 2 is Fer at level 67. Thanks, Fer. And number 1 is Peacenik at level 68. All right, greens this week. We have got 6 greens. Number 6 this week is Ruff at level 14. 5 is I'm the Ape at level 17, but red flagged because they used elixirs. 4 is Chris One at level 61. 2 is Chris Two at level 61. 2 is Ferocreedy. Creedy? At level 61. Apologies, Fer. I always mess it up. Level. Cree. Ferocree. Ferocree. I'll get it right one day, Fer. One day. Number 1 is Seth at level 63. Well done, Greens, on that. Seth. Worgen Warrior is you, Rod. Well done. 63. That's awesome. Working Man. We had 5 of those this week. Number 5 was Hunter Walk at level 21. 4 is Hoisty at level 21, but RIP. Number 3 is Zaya Whalen at level 52. 2 this week is Faramar at level 67. And number 1 is Fairwinter at level 67. Good to see, Fair. You're keeping busy. Fantastic. Look like between you, Stir, and Zaya. Seriously. You guys rock. Absolutely. Tins. We had 2 tins this week. At number 2 was Badimly at level 14. And number 1 was Arundel at level 59. Definitely love those chocolates, Fair says. Absolutely. Hope everyone had a good Easter too. We did touch on Easter a little bit last week. How are we midway through April, guys? Where is this year going? Anyway, all right, let's do chit chat.
Oh, it's chit chat.
All right, I have got a couple of jokes. So if there's anything you need me to mention, pop that in the chat now. I've got a couple of jokes for you. All right, first one. Why did the baker cross the road? He had muffin else to do. There you go. That's for Chris. Hey, Mrs. Rockguru. Just in time. Sorry, we are doing a short show. Plus, my internet is being a poopy head. So yeah. But thank you for joining us. All right. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. Oh, and also, Mrs. Rockguru, thank you for resubscribing. 43 months. You don't have to be, are you like the second? You must be the second. Chris is our first. And Mrs. Rockguru, you must be our second, like, person who's, like, the longest on Twitch. It's, thank you. Hearts. Big hearts to you. All right. Tiber's stolen joke of the week. What is the difference between a well-dressed man and a dog? The man wears a suit, the dog just pants. I have never heard that. Good one, Tiger. Good one. Like it. I like it. Alright. And I also got one more joke for you, but I do kind of feel like it's probably more of a, what would you call it, not a life lesson, like a life quote, you know, words to live by, perhaps that's what we will go with it. But it is, what's a balanced diet? A slice of cake in each hand. Words to live by, really. Anyway. Yes. Oh, I had to do so. I wanted to do something baking. I haven't found any really good coffee ones, because a lot of coffee ones I've done, and some of them are just silly. I don't know. Sometimes you look up jokes and you're just like, eh, eh. Maybe it's just me, but some of them aren't that funny. Trolling here. Yeah. Alright. Well, as I said, this is a short show, so I think we will wrap it up. If I've missed anything this week, let me know. I will certainly fix up Discord, the channels. I tried another word, but it would not let me post. Huh. Interesting. I wonder what that was. I don't know. I have got, obviously we have got filter stuff and settings on certain things. So sometimes sometimes it can also, terminology can be different from one country to another country. As we know, we are a worldwide community, and there is definitely times when things get said that, you know, I'm sure you guys would listen to and go, what the hell's Lita saying? Whereas, you know, it can be very Aussie for me to say something, and it might come off as different. bad words were not permitted, but classified secrets are probably okay. That seems to be very much life in general, sir, I think. Anyway, alright, let's do the Iron Elite. So let me put my cute little heart up here just to say thank you to all our Iron Elites. We appreciate you all for helping keep the website, etc. going. So to Awesome Trousers, Execute, Fair, Chris W, Lita, Mark, Mr. Nisi, Mrs. Rock Guru, Nisi, Rudd, Stir, Stone, Tiber, aka Tiber. Still can't do it. Winema, Zaya, and Zep, thank you so much, guys. We do greatly appreciate your support. Thank you so much. To everyone else who does your support in tweet, you know, responding, tweeting, being here in the community. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Oh, okay, I gotcha. I can see, yes, I can see why. It's probably gone on that. Yeah, I got it. Thank you. Thank you for telling, because I had a few other things going through my mind. I was like, yeah, but yeah. All right, so I will be back next week, which will be Saturday, April 22nd at 7 p.m. Eastern. Just a reminder, yes, we have got the website back. Yay! Thank you again to Rudd, Zaya, for all the work that you have done and continue to do. You guys are awesome and rock. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't forget, you can find all the socials on our website. So, like, the Discord information, etc., is all there. You can listen to the podcast through Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, Stitch Radio, if that is what you're into. You can contact me, podcast@wowchallenges.com, through email if you want to send me, you know, again, still looking if you've got screenshots that you want to submit in to put for the backgrounds, please send them through. I'm happy to add more into the rotation. I've only got about 24 so far. Well, I could have many, many more, but I'm trying to be good. So if you've got some, please send them through, or like send me a message, and you can send it to my leaderwow@gmail.com if you want, if it's easier, that's fine. Where you can find me, the easiest place is probably just go to linktree.com/leaderwow. You'll find all the things. All the things. Oh, you've got some Mrs. Rock Guru? Yeah, send them. Send them through. It's always fascinating to see what you guys come up with. Because there's some pretty places. There's some pretty places. So yeah. All right. Well, yeah, you don't normally write naughty words. I know. I can understand why Twitch would have been like, no, you're not doing that. So thank you for letting me know, because I was a bit confused on that. Anyway, all right, guys, we will wrap this up again. As I said, I was just trying to keep it short and sweet for today and whatnot. So thank you for joining us. Thanks for hanging out with me, giving up some time to be here. Do appreciate it greatly. So lastly, I want to say a big thank you to Mr. Nisi for doing the intro. You can find him on Discord as Mr. Nisi, so that's Russ. and also huge thank you to my husband, Execute, for helping with the outro. Do appreciate his help. Thank you. All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great week. Stay safe, both in and out of game, and I'll catch you here next week. Bye!
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Leta, copyright 2022. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at Incomputech.com, as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.